Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can give us a call and have your say here on National Talk Black on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Oh, we're going to catch up with Yarn now. We have Karina Abraham on the line. She's a National Talk Black regular listener. She's going to talk about climate justice as related to Indigenous people. Karina, good morning. How are you, sis?
Yeah, good morning, brother. Yeah, doing all right this morning. Slowly getting up after dialysis last night.
Okay, darling, so. Thank you very much. So who your mob were you from, Karina?
Well, I'm a Bibble Minyorga over here. My blood runs right through to Pilbara, through to Kalgoorlie, and right throughout our Bibbleman country.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. So our topic today, climate justice as related to Indigenous people. So what's your thought? What are you bringing to the table, sis?
Well, I fight and join the fight of climate justice because I help educate the wider community, our non-Indigenous community in particular, about why we need to put our issues as Aboriginal people, First Nations people, at that forefront, why we need to fight for true land rights, why we need to fight for the health of our people, brother, because I'm a living statistic. I'm 42 years of age. The only option's palliative care. I have end-stage renal failure and I suffer every single diabetes complication, including heart disease. Mm. So, sadly, I'm at the end of my life at 42 years of age. If the normal Australian thinks that's okay for me as a strong black woman to be early in my grave at that early age, you know, because I've had hereditary diabetes, I couldn't get away from it. My grandparents had the rations.
Yes.
Their parents had the rations, you know. So
yes.
That's where it implicated at my people as, Aboriginal people. Our bodies are made to, you know, to get up and live off this land, off our country. But we were given processed food since colonisation.
So life expectancy, as I'm closing the gap, is widening for our people. Here you are, 42 years age, 42 years old, and we'll come to the end of your life, you're saying. You there? Karina? Hello, Karina? Lost Karina. We'll try and get her back. Karina Abraham, and like I said, National Talk Black, our regular listener, and just want to talk about climate justice as related to Indigenous people. But she making a point, opening up the conversation regarding 42 years old. She's got diabetes and a bad health. She's saying she's got one foot in a grave, and so there's the conversation regarding closing the gap and life expectancy between for Indigenous people compared to non-Indigenous people. We'll try and get Karina back on the line and continue that conversation. But look, you too can add to this conversation or start one up on National Talk Black. And this daily program is live here at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebee Media 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS National Radio Service. And your host is the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'll just try again with Karina. You there, sis?
Yeah, I'm back, brother.
Yeah, thank you. They can't get rid of you. You stay with us. Now, what I'm saying is the life expectancy gap is widening, is what you're talking about here, between Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people. And there need to be more work in this area, yes?
Yeah, well, we only just started last year, early this year now, a national inquiry into renal disease, into renal failure for Aboriginal people because of the extreme issues that we are suffering around our country in regards to, you know, renal failure.
Exactly.
We're having an epidemic of renal failure, especially in our state, with our mob falling sick, from chronic disease. Because that's sadly what the end statistic is for us, if we don't die beforehand, you know, sure. Sadly.
So what are you talking about? You're talking about solution, by being back on country and living in, and, yes. and working on country.
Yeah, I'm talking about true land rights, giving our people stuff this native title, true land rights, back on country where we can look and live after each other.
Sure.
You know, not being told by the white man what to do and how to help our people, you know. We got to do it ourselves, but give us that chance.
Sure. I mean, you got to try something different. I mean, like 10 years and closing the gap and two targets were met out of the seven. So whatever they're doing, it's not working.
No, it's not working because, sadly, brother, we got our mob wrong in those positions. I've worked in health. I've been a prison support officer in Hakea Men's Maxim Prison and I've been a senior child protection officer before I fell sick.
Yeah.
And I've always worked in my community. It's having our people, sadly, in positions where they got to think they got to listen to the white man of what to do with our people and how to help them. Instead of being that professional black fella in that 50D position or in that job you're in, whether it's an Aboriginal corporation, you therefore reason to help your community the way you know how to do it.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, the way you know how to do it. We've got the solutions to our own problems, yes?
Yep, exactly. I've worked, brother, and I had to fight hard internally in government here in Western Australia. It wasn't my people, some of my people in the outskirts, but the more fights we got to do for our people is the internal bureaucratic bullshit that we got to put up with as black fellas.
Exactly, and 250 years of it, and it's still happening, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, look at this new this ship they're going to sail around, Captain Cook, spend millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars, that's right.
You know, it could be going elsewhere.
that started the so-called frontier war, so to speak, and taking over our land and, you know, rape and pillaging our people, our ancestors.
Yeah. Our people still haven't had justice yet. We've got people dying every day.
Yep.
And that's why I can't express the importance of helping our people out with our struggle first. Our proper land rights.
Yes.
Give us proper justice. Change these laws to suit our people, not for us to walk in a white man's world 24/7, you know?
Exactly.
There needs to be some sort of togetherness, but together, and government got a self-selecting black fellas to represent us.
Okay, yeah, like a token black, you're saying?
Yeah. Token black brothers. We got them everywhere, sadly.
Mm.
I understand it's not their fault sometimes because of the way they sadly grew up.
Sure.
But, hey, their mob got to come back down. Mm. Come back down and get grounded with us true
grassroots
community.
Grassroots is what you're saying, sister.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right, Karina, well, thank you very much for chatting, darling.
A quick shout-out, brother, to Sister Karen, and I'm over there saving DB Creek. Keep up that hard work, sister. I see your hard work from the West Coast, what you're doing over there, you know.
Good.
So keep it up, and if people can help, stop what's happening there.
Lovely.
In your own backyard there, brother.
Good shout out to Karen. Katrina, thank
we
you very much, Karina. All the best to you, and we'll talk soon, sis. That's a beautiful yarn there with Karina Abraham, her name is, Noongar's sister over there, WA, and also National Talk Black regular listener. So thank you for your support by listening to this daily program and adding to the conversation, Karina. Thank you very much. You mob can do the same by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. Facebook, we're talking social media. That's BBM 987 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and House at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM.
No.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Learning on Country. I heard that. That's our Black Rock Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give us a call. Have your say. 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarning with yours truly, the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for a daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, Bibi and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have your say, you mob. Now, Closing the Gap report shows Indigenous input vital. Yes, I agree. The latest Closing the Gap report shows how important it is for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to have say in the laws and policies that affect them through a constitutional enshrined voice to Parliament, says the Law Council of Australia. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with the with Pauline Wright, Law Council of Australia President, on the line. Pauline, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Pauline, for coming to the program. Where are you based, Pauline?
Well, I'm based on the central coast of New South Wales, Darkindung Country.
Beautiful. Lovely. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, so very true. Indigenous people need input. I mean, I like to think that we've got the solutions to our problems, but we need to be at the table.
That's exactly right. I mean, the Law Council really believes that a constitutionally enshrined voice to Parliament is essential so that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have a say in the laws and policies that affect them.
Well, when you look at 10 years of so-called closing a gap and two targets have been hit and the other five haven't, it's not working, is it?
Yep, 2 out of 7 is not good. I mean, the two that are on track, well, that's great.
Of course, yes.
But we want to see more than that, and we want to see really strong justice gaps as well.
Sure, exactly.
You know, that was a real concern that we had in relation to measuring gaps for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, that justice gaps weren't included. So we are very concerned to seeing something come out of this.
In your arena, in regard to legality, Law Council of Australia, is there communication? Are black people are at the table with your guys in your arena?
Yes. We've got Indigenous people on a number of our working groups and our Indigenous Legal Issues Committee. And we closely liaise with people in community as well.
Sure. And even in that space, we're still struggling, aren't we, in regarding First Nation people incarcerated. The numbers are still high.
Very high. It's a real shame. And in terms of young people in custody in the Northern Territory at any given time, it's usually 100% of young people in custody are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. And that's just not acceptable.
Exactly.
The rates for women, Aboriginal women across Australia, are rising at alarming rates. That's a real concern to us. And we just think that not having Aboriginal voices at the table at government level is a cause of this.
Exactly, because with the so-called solution from grassroots or from your level, when it gets to the head table, so to speak, in Canberra, it falls on deaf ears, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. And, I mean, look, we acknowledge that the Minister of Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, is trying to do what he can do. But the fact is, to make a real difference to the lives of Indigenous people, it is vital for their voices to be heard by Parliament as well as government. And government has to look at that Australian Law Reform Commission Pathways to Justice report. It was really a comprehensive report, and it recommended introducing a COAG Closing the Gap justice target. That hasn't happened. And Aboriginal people have been lobbying for that for a long time, and so is the Law Council. We just can't see why that can't happen.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm sitting here with, I started with an afro, you know what I mean? Got bald head now because of it, you know. It's the deaf ears, fallen deaf ears, lip services, that's all we're hearing. But I think 10 years is a good go. And if you haven't nailed it by 10 years, try something different.
Yeah.
Things don't change if things don't change, is what you're saying, Pauline.
That's exactly right. If nothing changes, nothing will change. And I just want to say this too. There's no reason for people to be fearful of constitutional enshrinement of a voice. And any concerns that it's going to be a third chamber in Parliament have been thoroughly dismissed. And we shouldn't be afraid of giving our First Nations peoples a real and meaningful voice in our democracy. Why should we be afraid of that?
Exactly, exactly. And then when you look at the time, the effort and the money that's gone in over the last 10 years, try something different. It could be a good investment with less money.
Well, that's right. We know that a lot of recommendations that come directly from communities result in lower crime rates and result in much better outcomes in terms of people reoffending as well. Look at the justice reinvestment model that's worked so well in Bourke. We just think that investing in communities in the ways that they've identified as being what they want and what works for them is the best way to have good outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the ground. It makes a difference not only to the justice gap, but to health and everything else.
Yes. Look, a very important yarn, and fantastic that we're having this yarn. National Talk Black Government do listen to the program, and you as the President of the Law Council of Australia making this point, that comes with a lot of weight. So I thank you very much to joining me in this conversation, and thank you for sharing it with us, Pauline. All the best to you and your deadly team. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trevor.
You take care. Bye-bye. That's Pauline Wright, that's her name, Law Council of Australian President. And Closing the Gap report shows Indigenous input vital. They stand behind that. They support that. Latest Closing the Gap report shows how important it is for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to have say in the laws and policies that affect them through constitutional enshrined voice, is what she's talking about, to Parliament, and says the Law Council of Australia. So standing strong there for our mob. And like I said, 10 years and two of the targets out of the seven have been hit, but the other five haven't. It just shows whatever they're doing, it's not working, and things don't change if things don't change. Add to the conversation, you mob. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
You claim this community, you gotta understand. You better listen up now. You gotta walk the land, put your feet in the sand, and get yourself in a creek. You gotta listen to the elders, hear the spirits speak. Take a peek through the window and tell me what you see. I see the love and the hate, but the people run free. It's not all about me and the kids on the street. This is how the land and the people meet.
As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind me. As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind me a few good things remain.
Waking up every day is a struggle. When I walk at the door, all I see is the trouble. All the kids walking around with no real education, hating the way, and we cop discrimination. Don't plead for appreciation, just understanding. We need our people to all put their hands in one mob, demanding our rights for our land. And tribes come together to draw a line in the sand.
As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind me a few good things remain.
Peace.
As I look outside my window, I see the world go insane. But you're here to remind me a few good things remain.
Peace.
What are you doing, son? I
said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking on. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man?
Yeah, they call him the beggar man, Uncle Archie Roach, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarnum, with yours truly, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and going across the nation, thanks to NERS. I just missed a call from my beautiful father, love you, Timo, and I was going to answer it, but I'm on the job, and I respect you, and don't cut me out of the will, but I'll talk to you soon, Dad. Too deadly. Love you, Father. Beautiful. All right, your mob, have your say, Yarnum Strong. 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media 9.7 FM. Going to catch up with the boys in blue, that's Edmonton Police, Which Way Yarning. This deadly segment is proudly sponsored by Pocone IGA, and that's Brinsmead in Edmonton, and they give us a box of fruit here once a week for our beautiful school-based traineeships and our lovely youth that work here, and healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we push there. So too deadly, I'm going to catch with the boys now. Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, officer in charge. Very good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Fantastic. I'll just check that microphone. You there? Good morning.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, thank
how
you.
Thanks,
man. And cousin Rob Hollinger. Yeah, how are you,
morning.
Rob?
Good morning, Trev. How are you?
I'm well, I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now, listen, our topic today, witnesses.
Yeah.
Okay. Important. We need them to solve cases, and also so we don't want it happening again or being a victim.
Yes.
If you're a witness, then if you don't say anything, you could be a victim.
Absolutely.
Can we elaborate on that, please?
Look, a lot of people, when they witness an offence, can be a little bit daunting on them when the police come and ask them to provide a statement first up. You know, obviously we need statements to prove what has actually happened.
Sure,
That becomes part of our brief of evidence. So
there would be a fear factor, would there not, Sergeant, in regard to... I don't want to get involved. I don't want to be targeted.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That comes down to personal choice then. And
yeah. I mean, we can't compel people to provide us with a statement.
Sure.
If they don't want to provide us with a statement.
But it's about doing your bit as a constituent of the community.
Yep.
And we need to work together and, stamp out crime.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, and that's where their role becomes important in the court process.
Yeah. And that's what I was talking about earlier. You know, if we could people just realise that if they're ringing up the police and want to make an official complaint, now that comes down to making a statement, and that means a written statement, recorded statement, or whatever the police officer needs to.
So what you're saying?
That's to assist the officer in conducting your complaint as an investigation, Trevor.
Okay, so when you make that call, you're talking about following through. Could you?
Yeah.
Once you make the call, you're in a position to follow through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, a lot of people do make the complaint to police and then don't provide us with the evidence to prove the offence. So, a lot of their matters will never even make court.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
And it's not that police aren't wanting to do. You know, they got bound by law, legislation, and they're the processes that are required providing statements and evidence.
Yeah. And usually, well. 9 out of 10, the police are not on the scene when the crime is being committed.
Absolutely.
So we need the eyes and ears of our constituents out there to paint the picture.
Yeah.
So we can find out what's going on and catch the culprit, so to speak.
That's right.
Get the right story.
The old hearsay evidence was.
Yeah, that's it.
Talking about that with hearsay, you know, a lot of it, people get confused with that hearsay. A lot of it, we need to prove it as police.
Sure. Exactly.
Not what somebody else has said, you know.
Sure.
We have to actually find out.
Making a statement, that's only a small proportion of the brief of evidence. You know, there's obviously a number of other places where we get our evidence from, whether it can be CCTV, photographs, you know, forensic evidence. But,
yep.
You know, certainly the statements that witnesses make are important to corroborate what's happened and help. Prove that offence.
And why those exhibits were seized and all those type of things. You know.
So is a witness compulsory to go to court then, if the matter does go to court?
Look, if a witness decides they don't want to go to court, police would normally serve them with a subpoena.
Mm.
Okay, so that's a document which, you know, legally...
authorises them to go to court.
Or bounds them to go to the court.
Bounds them, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
If they choose not to go to court, then we can arrest them and bring them before the court.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Mm. Yep. Mm. So that's a document compelling them to attend court on a certain time court. And date.
So in actual fact, if you don't want to get involved, but the fact that you were there and you saw everything, you're involved.
Yeah, and I suppose we need to sit there and think that the whole purpose of the court system is to find the truth.
Exactly.
You know? And so we don't want to have holes in what actually happened.
Sure. And if you witness the truth,
yeah,
then you need to be at the table to tell the truth.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'd ask them, the people to put themselves in the victim's shoes. You know, this might be yourself in the next circumstance.
That's right.
You would hope that if you were the victim, that people would support you and turn up to court and simply tell the court what they saw or heard. And and let the court decide what the truth is.
Okay, what happens in the case I think it's always promoted and advertised where people can ring up anonymously?
That's just providing information, but
that's right.
That's not witnessing a crime, so to speak.
No, that's right.
Yeah. So if they're going to be anonymous, that information will probably still be used by police to verify what we believe.
Yes.
But it won't make up.
Well, you can't summons
an anonymous caller. That's right. Mm.
Catch 22.
And it depends how useful they want to make that information. Someone was certainly to some of the serious offences, wanting to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
We would be urging them that they come forward and provide us with a statement. And
I suppose at the station when they're taking the phone call from an anonymous caller, they would try and coax them into, can you give us your name, please, in case we need to come back to you?
That's exactly right.
They would try that, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And with anonymous information, we always try and steer them towards that Crime Stoppers.
Okay.
You know, on that 1-800-333-000.
Sure. Because I think they can check up on their inquiry or their complaint, then the caller.
Yes.
If they're making that official complaint.
To see how far it went.
If
the culprit was caught or whatever.
I think they can make general inquiry through that.
They can.
And truth be known, anonymous information with some information is better than zero information.
True.
They're still playing their part.
Mm. But it's sort of like an open forum for the community itself, to talk with the police that way or to say things.
I think, I'm probably singing to the choir here, but the crime rate has really lifted in all facets, in all cities, all towns, especially youth crime, So we need all the mob out there, constituents, to add to the conversation, and people are getting frustrated with what's going on out there,
If everyone plays their part, it certainly makes our job a lot easier. Like we say, at the end of the day, we're just trying to prove what actually did happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
And providing a safe environment for us all.
That's right, Trev, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
All right, so witnesses, so there it is. So if you witness a crime, your mob, it's about coming forward. Giving your details, we need to catch the culprit. We need to stamp out all the crime and need to make our community a safe community, That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep. Mm. And remembering when we go to court, because, obviously if you've been subpoenaed to court, you'll turn up as a witness. You're not the person on trial.
Mm. Sure.
If you remain calm, tell the truth.
Mm. You go in there as a witness, not as an informant or something. Yeah.
You're not the person who committed the crime.
No.
This is what I saw, and I saw him do this, and then she did that, whatever, and there was a colour car and whatever, and there was
That's right. And then let the courts make the decision on
exactly.
It's not the witness that's actually causing the grief.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the culprits themselves, they're sitting there in court. I mean, they're accountable for their own actions. This day and age, there's cameras everywhere. There's people everywhere watching whatever. Mm. And if you do the crime, you do the time.
Well, hopefully that's exactly right.
So
witnesses will, when they turn up to court, they'll be cross-examined as well. They need to. That's something to. That's
in relation to their statement.
That's right. So sometimes it's can be a little bit of an uncomfortable experience.
Sure.
Defence counsel are actually questioning their evidence.
Okay.
But that's all part of the process.
Sure.
Of telling the truth.
Yeah.
Of getting to.
But when you know what you know, it doesn't matter. in regards to it, well, that's what I saw, and that's the truth, and I swear on that,
absolutely,
so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
So the defendant will go against you.
Yeah, and so they should be able to cross examine
the lawyer's
that evidence.
Defense, yeah,
absolutely. So
yeah, and at times, Trevor, given evidence verbally, it can change different to what's on paper.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's why with that evidence or witness statement, that's the story that's been told.
Sure.
So, you know, verbally things can change, but on that paper, that's what we rely on.
Do the witness go over that statement that they made three days ago, over
definitely.
It again, three weeks ago?
Before they even sign it.
Yeah, look, before they sign it, they should be read it as much as possible prior to the court appearance.
So they know that they're telling the story they told on the night or on the day that it happened.
But one of the very important things is if they then read their statement and feel that there's something in their statement that's not correct, they should let someone know, because we can do an addendum statement, and there's no problem with that. And, you know, it's quite normal for people's memories to fade.
Well, of course, yeah. Well, that's spur of the moment. Yeah. You're in shock process too.
Yeah. Mm.
To what you're witnessing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially if it's very dramatic, you know.
Yeah. So, the worst place, the worst case would be that we've got someone before the court with a statement that there's something in there that they don't believe was true in their own statement, and they didn't raise that, you know. So once they get to court, there's no problem with them saying, look, I did say this on that day, but I don't believe that was the case.
Sure.
This has changed now. And
my recollection is this.
Just also remember that there's also penalties involved if you give the wrong statement or give a false statement.
False statement?
If you're telling a porky pie,
absolutely,
it'll come to the surface.
That's right, yep.
So don't put yourself in that position.
No.
If you're witness to what you witness. Mm. Don't alter that conversation as such.
That's right, yeah.
And officers are pretty busy, you know, and don't want to muck around with false statements and things like that.
But then if you're witnessing, well, you're protecting someone if you're telling a porky pie.
Yeah, that's
who you're protecting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the culprit or the victim.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
And there's always the case too where we get, a question put to a witness in court and they can't recall what actually happened.
Sure.
That's actually a great answer because, you know, you're not expected to recall everything that happened.
Thank you,
Some of these matters are
what was the colour of the car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forget the colour.
Yeah, don't make up things then. If you don't remember,
because I mean, some of these court cases are years after the event. So, that's normal to expect someone's memories have faded over that period of time. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a soapbox, is it? You know, you're not there trying to get famous for being on the box, you know, all the limelight's on you.
Mm,
no, that's wrong stage.
Yeah, that's right, Trevor.
Yeah.
All right, good chatting, gentlemen. Thank you so very much. And the new man holding the reins there at Edmonton Police, Sergeant Glenn Delay, says Sergeant Head Officer in charge. So how are you travelling with that new position?
Very busy.
Busy?
Yep, but challenging and I enjoy it, yep.
Good on you. So how long have you been in that seat now?
What's my progression date? 11th of November.
11th of November. So, over Christmas period?
Yep.
There is the funny season, silly season.
Yep, we've survived
And you handle that, so you must be cruising okay then.
Looking for that cold winter. Yeah.
Bring it on. Yeah. Glenn, good to see you. Brother
Thanks,
Rob.
Trev.
Thank you, Cuss. We'll talk soon, eh?
All right.
Too deadly. That was a beautiful yarn with the boys in blue. That's Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, officer in charge, and his bodyguard. That's our cousin Rob Hollingsworth, PLO, Police Liaison Officer. And the topic there is witnesses. And so if you're ever in that situation, we need you to come forward, you know, need to catch these culprits and tell the right story, the true story as it is, and we need to stamp out crime, you know. So that's very important. You can have your say, your mob here on this daily program, National Talk Black, and that daily segment was Which Way Yarning. That was proudly sponsored by Piconi's IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton. And like I said, they give us a box of fruit here at Bumabipra once a week, and healthy living, healthy lifestyle for their school-based traineeship and all the young ones working here. So fantastic. Have your say, mob. Want to hear from you. 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. Oh, yeah. You have bad times, But if you love him, you forgive him. Oh no.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Macaran, Bush Tucker Bungie, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. To deadly Bush Tucker Bungie, yep, that is the number you need to call if you want to have your say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the baldy one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, so do have your say, your mob. You can text me as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Too deadly. Hope you're travelling well, your mob. We are here, middle of February, coming close to March, only around the corner. How are you travelling 2020? Have you got your plans? Are you setting goals? Are you setting your dream, the benchmark? Are you stepping up? What's happening in your life? Love to hear what's going on with your daily organisation, with your business, with your JOB, with your schooling, your education. Let me know what's happening. And Black success needs Black success. That's what we need. More successful Black people in all fields. And I always say success breeds success. So, yeah, we need that, and paving the way and promoting success in all levels. So do add to the conversation. What? 1-800-422-416. Yarning up strong. Too deadly. 1-800-422-416.
No time for no wine, just a little out of line. Wanna be beyond the right lane, having positive mind frame. Super nearly dream, go on, Ellie Marty. You are firm, I can do thinking and being out lane. It's not about fame, kicking goals, opening doors to a new era, making sure it's correct. Not an error, otherwise, you will disconnect. And the darkest days won't last forever, even brighter days come sooner or later. You can win, thinking Marty, but we are not. Billy, me, no more worry, bunga, what gotta do, what you gotta do. Up to you where you wanna head up to. It is hard, you're gonna have to break through. They turning up the pressure till it breaks you. So break through, come on.
They come, they go, but this I know. I will not let them hold me back no more. I shoot, I score, I give my all, my future. I am in control. I am in control.
Yeah, yeah. No matter young and old, having dreams and goals, taking control on the fundamental role, negative roles. It ain't good for the soul. Having the motive is good for a soul. Keeping the ball, running for the future.
Are you in control? That's Baker Boy here on your daily program, National Talk Black. In control here at the microphone, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry for your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I want to hear what you mob want to yarn about. Too Deadly, going to catch up now. We've got Alison on the line from Charles World. Alison, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. And let me say, is this the first time we chatted 2020?
It is.
Shut your mouth. Where have you been? Too busy looking after them pickaninnies.
That's it.
So tell us how you're traveling to Charles World. Oh, good. Fantastic. Yep. Welcome to the new year, 2020. Here we are. I love saying that, 2020. And yes. I remember when I was a little kid, Alison, I used to watch cartoon shows, and it's called C-Lab 2020. And so back in the 1970s, yeah, late 70s, yes. I'm thinking that's how we're going to be living in the future, under the ocean. But here we are, 2020. Well, I haven't got a snorkel gear in my mouth. I've got a microphone. That's about all. So how are you traveling? And tell us a bit about Charles World and your day. The organisation there?
So we're getting back on track for the new year. Well, it's February now.
That's
so
right.
We're well and truly settled in. We've got all our new kindergarten classes started up, so getting these kids ready for prep for 2021.
Mm. Yes.
So the other thing I also wanted to mention, we're having our first, we do the monthly child and baby house clinic where we have a registered arts nurse come in and we do like a mums and buds morning tea and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So we've got our first one on in a couple of weeks, so we definitely want to invite as many parents and children along.
Yes.
To come and, you know, just it's important so that we keep up to date with those key health checks.
Well, the parents go along, they see their precious cargo there, yarning up strong, learning and what have you, and showing off all their work that they're doing. So it's an exciting time, isn't it, when you've got mum and dad at the table?
Yeah, that's right. So, and yeah, it just gives, even if you haven't enrolled in childcare yet, it just gives those parents an opportunity to have a look around, see what we're about. And, you know, early education is really important for children between, you know, since you're born to 5 years, 0 to 5 years are those key learning years. So it's definitely important to try and get them into an early education centre.
Well, exactly. And, you know, their minds are open for the education and they're pretty savvy. They pick up things pretty fast and pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, it's amazing. It blows my mind every day watching all the kids learning new things. So it's unreal.
We were looking at a family video the other day. My beautiful son, the oldest boy, he's 28 years old, and he was only about 2 years old, and I had him on a swing there, and I used to rap to him, and then we were watching it the other day. We only found it, and we played it, and he was rapping, but because I sung the song to him so many times, he was singing a song, and I was following him at that age of two, and we say, look how sharp this kid is, but that's how kids are, aren't they?
I'm interested to hear your rap song.
Can we focus on how child can pick up things fast, sister? That's what I'm alluding to. Sister girl, what up? I got to get going now. Nice talking to you, sister. And we'll be yarning
Maybe
soon.
Maybe that's what we need to start doing at music time.
I think they get a rap thing happening. You've probably got a 50 cents there at the kindergarten there. Hey, nice talking to you. All the best. And if people want to get in contact with Charles World, what's your number there, sister?
It's 0404540045.
Yes.
And any new enrolments at the moment, they'll get their first 2 weeks for free.
Good. Good. That's a good discount there. So thank you very much. All the best to you. Big shout out to your deadly team. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye, Alison. Beautiful yarn there. Alison and Charles will do a fantastic job up here in tropical North Queensland, looking after our Pickaninny 2 Deadly Mob. You can have your say, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. National Talk Black, open for your conversation. National Talk Black, and we're live at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service. And you've got 9 minutes, 11:51 here in sunny North Queensland. Squeezing the yarn, you mob, 2 Deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
has the start of William Barton, but got to put the brother on hold because we've got Michelle calling from WA. Michelle, good morning, sis.
How are you, bro?
I'm very good. How are you going?
Yeah, good, good. You guys are recovering from the dreaded fire and floods, I hope?
Yeah, well, fire not so much up here in Far North Queensland. The heat is on, but, thoughts are going out to the mob down south. That's New South Wales country in Victoria and Tasmania. Yeah. But, look, we're doing okay. Here in Cairns, the highest tourist industry is the tourist industry, and we're feeling a bit of a punch in the stomach, so to speak, regarding the coronavirus. That's hit us back in regard to businesses, but otherwise we're good, sister. How are you travelling?
Yeah. Look, it's still warm over here as well, but we're expecting rain tomorrow. So, good. You know, the climate has wonderful abilities to change what conditions we want to have.
Well, climate changing is happening. I think you'll all agree, sister.
Yeah. No, that's true, bro. But look, what I want to talk about is out of those 10 recommendations, 7 recommendations that was put up to the federal minister. Now, one of the components was about given that we have a short life expectancy, and a lot of our Aboriginal people are not going to be able to access their superannuation or get to enjoy their life earnings in a comfortable lifestyle. And, you know, even to the extent where I'm having difficulties now dealing with my deceased son's estate, you know, we've got to throw his death certificate around like it's a, you know, it's
tennis ball.
A tennis ball, and it's opening up our wounds. We sort of got over the shock that we lost him suddenly to cardiac arrest, and then now, you know, a couple of months down the road, we're dealing now, we've had to resurface old wounds because we've just got the Supreme Court letter of administration judgment, and that's given us authority now to contact all these superannuations that he's had a multitude with.
Sure.
You know, we've now had to engage, spend additional resources to engage a lawyer because now these companies that he's got these current policies with are saying, oh, you know, we need this, we need that. You know, who's going to be a trustee, who's going to be... because if you don't leave a will, you know, it's...
But it sounds like an interrogation no matter where you go, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, what they're, you know, questioning is they're trying to stop challenges that have obstacles for us to have a smooth transition.
Exactly.
They, this one company that we're dealing with, and I won't mention...
Thank you.
But just does not want to work with us, and yet this is the one that's got the majority of the superannuation under the death policy. So he's made it very difficult for us to be able to communicate effectively. We've sent prior information over to him, and he said, oh, no, I need this now. We need updated bills, utilities, all that sort of thing.
Yes.
So now it's going to take us a whole week to send the LID and everything else all over the countryside for us to, you know, make sure that his funds, my son's funds, are going to be put into the financial institute that we nominate as the trustees. But it's just a long drawing process.
It is a long drawing process, and it should be a simple matter, should it not?
Yeah. And so the message I want to say to everybody is when you sign up and you have your policies, make sure you nominate. And it doesn't matter, even if it's your kids, you know, separate the percentage of superannuation actions that you want them paid out to.
Sure.
But our mob's got to start...
doing the paperwork, and we're talking about wolves and what have you.
Yeah,
yep.
Because these guys here just, you know, they don't care.
No, that's right, exactly. And the longer they can hold on to the money, the better it is, you know?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Mm.
And the other thing is, I want to talk about a little bit, bro. The coronavirus. I mean, it's just ridiculous that we had to, you know, here in West Australia, they talk about the impact of the tourism, how it's impacted on West Australia.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, they've just wasted millions of dollars on the ship.
Exactly.
Coming right around.
Yes.
Now, those millions of dollars could have... Look at the housing difficulties are over here, and the wait time for people to access public housing.
Exactly.
They could have better utilised those resources to go into building more appropriate accommodation.
Instead of the endeavour,
And that will contribute to the close the gap, because they are health outcomes, that has to, people who live healthy lifestyles need a home first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So, we did offer these community-led solutions. We told them this before in the past, but no, they don't want to engage. They want to still surface the money, money through mainstream services, care beds, who then, take out their hungry big, slice of the cake, and then, and of course all the amateur organisations and community-controlled organisations at the bottom end of the scale are scraping for the crumbs.
Mm. Yeah, you make a very good point there, Michelle, my sister, I'm hearing you. Exactly.
Mm, you're not going to have good outcomes, because unless government change, nothing's gonna change. Improve.
No, exactly.
And trying to have a dialogue with Ken White. I mean, I sent him over a letter that I found that my granddaughter wrote about her intentions to do herself in.
Yes.
Now, I did not receive no response back from Ken White's office, and this is 4 months now.
Yes.
I even sent it over to Mindaroo, asking them for some assistance to hold a youth forum, because now we have the proof of why these kids are thinking the way they are thinking.
Exactly.
And done nothing. So,
My sister, I've got to go to the news, but I'm feeling you and I'm hearing you, and thank you, sis.
Mob, and hope you don't have any future devastations.
Yeah, likewise, sister.
Yeah. All right then, brother boy. Take care.
Bye, Michelle. Too Deadly Mob. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong. National Talk Black.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Big fish is mine.